This system is failing you when it comes to your money, and so it keeps people reliant on the same system that screwed them in the first place. And now you're 65 years old, and you can't retire because you don't have enough money saved up, so you have to keep working, but now you can't work as efficiently because you're older, so now you need help. So, let's look at compound interest. You need two-
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
There are some things in life you just wish people would have told you when you were younger. Like what? I don't know. How about something like how you could use compound interest to retire a millionaire? But of course, when we're in school for the first 18 years of our lives, we skip over three kind of important things. How to make money, because yes, you can make money without going to a job, how to manage your money, and how to get your money to work for you. I think school has a lot of value, especially if you go to school for more than just your degree, but isn't it kind of ironic how school is supposed to teach you how to take care of yourself so you can grow your society, when in actuality, it breeds people to rely on society to take care of them?
Whoa, don't you think that's kind of harsh, Jaspreet?
You don't have to believe me, just look at the numbers. USA Today says that we will need about $1.8 million to live a nice retirement. Not a super lavish one, but a healthy retirement. Well, GoBankingRates.com looked into this, and what they found is kind of scary. They found that 1 in 3 Americans have $0 saved up for retirement. 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved up for retirement, or less than 1% of what we'll need to retire, and only 13% of Americans, about 1 in 10 people, have more than $300,000 saved up for retirement. This system is failing you when it comes to your money, and so it keeps people reliant on the same system that screwed them in the first place. And now you're 65 years old, and you can't retire because you don't have enough money saved up, so you have to keep working, but now you can't work as efficiently because you're older, so now you need help. This leads to political arguments like, well, you should have been smarter with your money. It's your fault. But we ignore the root cause of the problem. How are we supposed to know what to do if we were never taught the basics of money? You don't know that you're not supposed to touch fire because it's hot until somebody tells you not to touch it, or until you take your hand and you put it in the flame and then you, ow, feel the second degree burns. Ah, that's hot. We're not taught how money works. Instead, we're told that money's evil, or that we shouldn't worry about money when it costs money to eat, it costs money to drive a car, it costs money to feed other people, it costs money to have a roof over our heads. So we're never taught that this fire is hot. And by the time we realize it, we're shoulder deep in the fire. And it's too late. We're already burned. Hopefully our Minority Mindset YouTube channel can help fix that. So let's look at compound interest. You need two things to make compound interest work: time and delayed gratification. The concept behind this is actually pretty simple. You take a portion of the money that you make from your job or your business, and then you invest it in seeds or things that grow and make you more money. If you want to learn more about seeds and investing and where you should invest and how it all works, I wrote an ebook on investing, and you can read it for free on our website by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the caption below. Now, when your money makes you money, you take that profit, and instead of buying a new car, you invested in more seeds. Now you have your money making you money, and you have your money's money making you money. Then you take the money that your money's money made, and you invest that in seeds too. That way every single year, you have more and more money working for you. Einstein called compound interest the 8th wonder of the world, because if you have the two elements, time and delayed gratification, it can be very powerful. Think of it like a snowball rolling down a hill. At first it starts off as a small snowball, and so it doesn't pick up that much snow because it's so small, but then slowly it starts to get a little bit bigger, and now that it's a little bit bigger, it can pick up even more snow even faster, and then it gets even bigger and bigger, and then eventually it grows into this giant snowball that's picking up all the snow every single second and is crushing everything in its path. The longer the snowball keeps rolling, the bigger it's gonna get. Let me put this in number terms. Let's say you can get a 7% annual return on your money. That's the average long-term stock market return, and that means that your $1 will become $1.07 after 1 year. 7% is a reasonable return on your money if you know where to put it, meaning don't invest your money in the bank like school might have told you to do. Remember, you can learn more about investing with a free ebook in the caption. You learned this concept early, so you start compound investing when you're 18, and you start with, let's say, $300 a month, which is less than $10 a day, and you invest this $300 a month every single month until you turn 41 years old. Just for the sake of this example, let's say after you turn 41, you don't save or invest a single dollar more, but you continue to let your investments grow and compound. If you do that until you turn 65, you will retire a millionaire. You only put in about $85,000 between the ages of 18 and 41, but because of your compound investing, that $85,000 is now worth over $1 million when you're 65, and that's with you not investing a single dollar after the age of 41. Now, imagine if you did not stop putting in more money when you were 41, or you invested more aggressively, you put in $15 or $20 a day, or you were able to get an 8 or 10% return on your money. Now your profits start to grow exponentially, but remember, there are two elements for compound interest investing to work properly: time and delayed gratification. So what if you start a little bit later? What if you're like most people and you didn't know about this concept, so you start investing the same $300 a month when you turn 41, and you continue to do that until you turn 65? Now, you'll invest the same $85,000, but this time, your $85,000 will grow to less than $250,000. You invested the same amount of money with the same annual return, but because your money had half the time to grow, it's worth almost $800,000 less than if you would have started when you're 18. That's why time is so important for your snowball to grow. And that's why it'd be good to learn these things when you're young. But just because you're older does not mean you cannot do it. Robert Kroc was almost 60 years old when he bought McDonald's to turn it into the fast food chain it is today. You might have to work a little bit harder, and you might have to invest a little bit more aggressively, but it's never too late. The second requirement is delayed gratification. The majority of people have this mindset where they think, why should I invest for tomorrow when I could buy a shiny new car today? You gotta live every day like it's the last, right? YOLO. That's stupid, and that's a broke mindset. Don't be the majority. If you don't want to end up like the majority of people, you cannot keep doing what the majority of people do. Yeah, it's tough, but put in that grind that nobody else will today so you can shine like nobody else can later.